Boutros, Boutros Ghali. Put down your gun and listen to...
Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
slowly churn. And you may have my precious bones on my return.
I think it's on. Is it on? Are you on?
There we go. Now I'm on. A little bit of problems with the board here.
Yay.
Welcome to Are You Aware for Thursday, February 4th, 2010. My name's Christian. I've been on a little bit of a hiatus, and we actually were on a hiatus last week, too. There was no show last week. So.
Yeah, unfortunately, we had some problems, so we couldn't come on last week. So I apologize if you were gearing up to listen to us. We only actually had an hour show last week as well because they had the basketball playing from 7. So we do apologize that if you were listening in, you didn't hear the dulcet tones of Are You Aware?
Yeah.
It's Fleur, by the way, in case you didn't realize the accent.
And as I was away traveling Western Canada for the last couple of weeks, we were actually going to have a friend sit in last week. And since we didn't have a show, we thought we'd bring her in tonight. So we have Giselle with us. Want to say hi?
Hey, Vancouver.
There
nice
you go.
Nice to be on here.
Giselle's going to be hanging out with us tonight for the next hour and a half for Are You Aware? Music that has something to say. We started that off with the Decemberists, Anne and Water, from their 2009 album called The Hazards of Love. Great Portland organ band, no
They're
doubt.
Awesome. They've got really anthematic. Is that a word?
It is now.
Yeah. Music, I love it. I love that album. It's great, and that's why I chose it to start today. And they've done some interesting stuff.
Yeah, they've contributed to the charity compilation Causes 2, so the second volume, a charity album that raised funds towards stopping genocide in Darfur. So a great cause, and that album's a good album that has a bunch of great contributors, including My Morning Jacket, LCD Sound System, many more. And I don't know, for those people out there that don't know too much about Darfur, do you want to...
Sure, are we...
Fleur probably knows a lot about that. She knows a lot about this stuff.
You sound like I'm a soapbox advocate or something.
You might be.
Oh. So I might give you we've talked about this before. We talked about it when we had our other guest host while Christian left me for 2 weeks to go through Saskatchewan and Saskatoon. Marcus and I were talking about the Causes album a couple of weeks ago. And we have a great organization in Vancouver that started called Canadian Students for Darfur. And you should check that out. You can Google it and you'll probably come up with their website. And they have great information around that. We will have the founder in Canadian Students for Darfur in the studio one of these days.
That'd be great.
Because he's actually spoke on a show that Giselle and I were involved in 2007, Music for Change.
Oh, yes. There we go.
So he's very influential and an amazing speaker. But so if you don't really know about Darfur, it began, it's an area in Sudan, in Africa, and it began in around 2003, this sort of civil unrest. Well, you know, that's a nicer way of putting it. Most people call it genocide, where over 400,000 people have lost their lives and 2.5 million people have been displaced. The government is not the best government in the world to sort of to help out in this situation. And unfortunately, over the last few years, Darfur was at the forefront of a lot of media and political advocacy a couple of years ago. And unfortunately, it's gone to the side a little bit. So we are here by promoting artists that have been involved in Causes too. We're trying to get people to remember Darfur and realize that it's not out of the woods, so
still
to speak.
Still a problem.
Yeah.
Sure.
So check out Canadian Students for Darfur to find out more information. It is kind of, you know, the same thing that keeps happening over and over again. First they said in Rwanda, never to happen again, then in Somalia, and now in Darfur. So hopefully one day they will get the message that stop making history repeat itself.
And pick up Causes too and support that cause.
Mm-hmm,
it
sure.
is a great album. Mm-hmm. Next up we've got Los Furios, Playing with Fire is the song we're going to play from Run Devil Run. They're a local Vancouver five-piece band that blends punk, ska, and reggae. Great act, high energy live show, and you want to talk about?
Oh, well, I was just going to say, I think they're playing at the Commodore in March.
Are they?
Yeah, cool. So check it out. I think that's their Commodore debut, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
So, you support the local ska band.
Support the locals. So here's Los Furios with Playing With Fire on Are You Aware, music that has something to say.
Mm-hmm. waiting for? Why you lock up that door? This don't always mean war. Evil is always around you, will always surround you. So what can you do? You can raise your axe, wave your sword. You can aim your sights, try to settle the score. Yeah, try not to see it, close your eyes. Try not to feel it, got to realize that it's fire. You're playing with fire. You're playing with fire. You're playing with fire. People, what you're running from? I say, what have you done? Johnny, get your gun. Evil is always around you. Will always surround you. What can you do? You can raise your axe, wave your sword. You can aim your sights, try to settle the score. Yeah, try not to see it, close your eyes. Try not to feel it, got to realize that it's fire. You're playing with fire. You're playing with fire. You're playing with fire. We'll be right back.
ITR has more friends than ever before. We've partnered with tons of local businesses to bring you great discounts in the communities where you live, work, and play. Maybe Main Street is your main drag. Present your Friends of CITR card at Red Cat Records, Lucky's Comics, Devil May Wear, Thriller, Blim, Hotbox, The Kiss Store, Slickety Jim's Chat and Chew, The Wallflower Modern Diner, RX Comics, Antisocial Skateboard Shop, The Whip Gallery Restaurant, Vinyl Records, Regional Assembly of Text, and Twig and Hottie to receive fabulous discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
It had been telling me better one more war and one more fight. And why I sighed, but then I thought about my friends. Then I wrote this declaration just in case the world ends. Well, guns, we shot them in the things we said. Oh, we didn't need no bullets, cause we rely on some words instead. Kill someone in argument, out with them with our brains. And we kill ourselves a laughing at the funny things we'd say. When bombs, we had them safe for special times. When the crew would call a shakedown, we break down a body landmine. Our women that's so sexy, they explode us with their looks. How we're blowing up some speakers, jumping round till the ground shook. And missiles, they were the road trips that we... launched, judge a tripping, cross the silence, starting missions at the break of dawn. Yawn and smile, say what direction shall we take? Somewhere where it warm and wet, this bit of rook we'd always take it. Our weapons were our instruments, made from a timber and steel. We never yielded to conformity, but stood like kings in a chariot that's riding on a record wheel. Chariot that's riding on a record wheel, sing. Our weapons were our instruments, made from a timber and steel. We never yielded to conformity, but stood like kings. The chariot that's riding on a record wheel. Flying when a frisbee in the sky. Have a session while we're smoking. Now we're feeling extra high. And we sneak into a car park with the skaties on our back. When we're flying down the level, sailing on the attack. Now on the attack and battles, they happen in the dance hall. See, we'd rather fight with music, choosing one, the rhythm wall. A battle at these shakedowns and we battle at these kings. We do battle in our bedrooms, made some sweet love to that beat. Then our allies grew wherever we would roam. See, whenever we together, any stranger feel at home. In a way, we are an army, but this army not destruct. No, instead we're doing simple things, good loving, find it, run amok. This be a declaration written about my friends. It's engraved into this song, so they know I'm not forgetting it. See, maybe if the world contained more people like these, then the news would not be telling me about all that warfare endlessly, yeah. Our weapons were our instruments, made from a timber and steel. We
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9. Apologies for that little technical glitch.
Little glitch in the CD.
Way through that song. You have to remember we are community radio.
That's what makes it fun.
Exactly. The little tweaks and glitches. It's all part of the excitement here in the studio. So we just heard one of my homeland faves, the Cat Empire from Australia, Melbourne, with The Chariot. It's from a song, album quite a while ago. You have, when is it? It was from
that, you know what, early 2000s.
Early 2000s.
Yeah, I saw them, they were touring for that album, actually. I saw them at the Commodore. Pretty high energy, pretty fun.
They are fun. I saw
very
them
positive.
Actually touring with Michael Franti in Australia.
There you go, bam.
Bam, bam. But I really like that song just because of the message around it. I love the lyric around our weapons were our instruments made from the timber and steel.
Yeah, it's all positive and about having a good time with friends. And I like how they make kind of a comparison, or they use weapons of war, like mm-hmm. a bomb and stuff, and use that comparison to what they would do with it, mm-hmm. like start a party, for
exactly.
instance, with a landmine. I think they use that kind of metaphor. So
exactly, when music hits, you feel okay.
Yeah, yay. Exactly.
There we go. oh, sorry, you go.
I was going to say before that was Billy Bragg with Wilco, with All You Fascists. Pretty good song.
And if you don't know already, Wilco are playing a free show next Saturday, February 13th, down at David Land Park, part of the Live City Vancouver Olympic sessions.
That's awesome. One of the benefits of the Olympics coming. There's a bunch of great bands that are going to be in town. We've got a list here, actually, like the Constantines, Winter Sleep,
Mother,
Damien, Junior Gong, Marley,
Alexis on Fire,
Elliot Brood. Yeah. Buck 65, that'd be a good one to catch. We could go on and on with that.
I have to say, I'm particularly excited and interested to see what Bollywood Olympics with N Karma is on February 13th.
You check it out and let me know.
I will.
Book report.
Yes, sir. But the reason we chose Billy Bragg, I'm sure if this is the first time you've heard Billy Bragg, if you've heard him before, then you know exactly what he's about. He is a very outspoken Englishman. And we love those outspoken musicians.
Oh, definitely. That's they keep us going.
Yeah, exactly. And, I mean, obviously, All You Fascists, I think you can pretty much connect the dots there, what he's singing about. I really, when Christian was doing his research around Billy Bragg, I really liked what he's about to do with Breaking Rocks, a documentary about Billy's Jail Guitar Doors initiative. And this is about him bringing musical instruments to jails to give prisoners a constructive way to bide some time and nurture some creative talent. So I think, like we always say, music has the ability to break down barriers, influence people, change people's perceptions and opinions, and
definitely
hopefully make a difference in the world.
Yeah, yeah. So kudos to Billy Bragg for taking on that.
Mm-hmm.
We love them for it. Next up, actually, we've got a couple songs that Jazz brought into the studio, and I think she wanted to talk a little bit about, what is it, Fair Trade Vancouver?
Yeah, it's Fair Trade Vancouver, and thanks again for having me on Are You Aware Radio.
No problem. Come on anytime.
Yeah, so I just wanted to talk a bit about Fair Trade Vancouver, which is a nonprofit that two of my friends started up last summer, Jeff Giebel and Sasha Caldera.
Very cool.
Yeah, and it's an organization that's run by volunteers, and we all work to increase awareness, availability, and the sale of fair trade products in Vancouver.
And, so, Giselle, why is it important to buy fair trade products?
Yeah, it definitely is a way to alleviate poverty in developing countries, and if you can buy a $3 latte and help somebody else in the world, it's definitely worth it.
That's a good way to put it. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, and that's what a lot of people forget, the fact that $3 actually has a lot of influence in a developing nation and can mean a week's worth of grain for someone or mm-hmm. anything like that. And I mean, all fair trade products have that certification to show that worker has like high levels of benefits and things like that. Well, not benefits, but
it just ensures that the products have been monitored by a third party, to ensure that it's been fairly produced.
That's awesome that you're involved in that.
Mm-hmm.
You're involved in so much. Music
no,
change.
As are you guys.
You do a little bit of everything. And, you know, like we like to share on Are You Aware? So we've asked Giselle to bring a couple of songs to play. Do you want to set up the first one that we're going to play?
Yeah, definitely. The first one is from one of my absolute favorites, the King David Bowie, and it's Space Oddity. Yeah, and he's been involved with Save the Children, War Child, and last September he actually created a few paintings that sold for auction in London, and proceeds went to the Africa Foundation and a charity. Sorry, I'm going to mispronounce this, but Ikem Labantu.
Very well done.
Exactly.
We've butchered many languages
on
the show before, so no worries.
Offended many cultures with our language inability.
Yeah.
Yeah, and all proceeds to that went to an orphanage in South Africa.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Nice. Cool. Well, here's David Bowie with Space Oddity on CITR.
Control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom. Commencing countdown, engines on. 3, 2, check ignition, 1. And may God's love be with you. This is ground control to Major Tom. I'm stepping through the door, and I'm floating in a most peculiar way, and the stars look very different today. For here am I sitting in a tin can. Thank you.
Tuesday, February 23rd, beginning at sunset in Montreal, broadcasting live on your local campus and community radio station.
Sometimes we get that instant homelessness. We didn't expect to be homeless, and we find ourselves on the street because of an eviction or a notice.
Canada's largest talk show on poverty and homelessness.
We have a mayor who compared poor people to pigeons publicly and said that if you stop feeding them, they'll go away.
The 8th Annual Homelessness Marathon, broadcasting February 23rd to 24th. A 14-hour live radio show from frozen street corners across Canada. Call in live, join the discussion.
Our demand from the federal government is $2 billion a year for social housing units across Canada. That'll just help us to start catching up to the 15 years that we've lost in building social housing in this country. It's really a glaring example of the negligence of the government.
Visit www.ckut.ca for more info.
The Homelessness Marathon will be broadcasting live from Vancouver on Tuesday, February 23rd at 8 p.m. as CITR 101.9 FM partners with CJSF 90.1 FM and Co-op 102.7 FM to bring you an hour of interviews and stories of how the 2010 Olympics are affecting homelessness in Vancouver. Visit CITR.ca for more information.
Thank you.
You're listening to Music. Are you aware music that has something to say? Sorry about that.
No problem.
No worries. It's all was, music.
And it is all music, that's yeah. for sure. So that last song was, is it Yesayer?
Yeah.
Did I say it correctly? Yeah, that was another one that Jazz brought in her bag of tricks. So I like that song. It was cool.
Yeah, it's off their new album, Odd Blood, and it's titled Ambling Elf. Yeah.
Ambling Elf.
Yeah,
cool.
And Yesayer's done some really awesome work. They contributed a song to Dark Was the Night, which is also...
another great compilation.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
for the Red Hot organization, right?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, and on their Facebook page, I discovered a link to TED, the Technology, Entertainment, and Design, which is a nonprofit that's devoted to ideas worth spreading, which is something to definitely check out.
I heart TED. Aww. I love TED.
I've never heard of TED.
It's amazing. Honestly, they have, it's, what's the preambles? You've got 15 minutes to change the world.
Okay.
And they have all these experts come on and do talks around the world with regards to, like Jazz said, technology, entertainment, design. So you have, I remember watching one by Gordon Brown, who's the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, talking about global responsibility, which was really refreshing, watching a politician actually talk about helping others in need and being realizing that their actions do have responsibilities and consequences. Mm-hmm. And I saw another one which was really cool about this architect who was talking about greening the Sahara and actually creating this crazy architectural kind of design world thing, not world, but like wall in the Sahara, where you can actually, from putting bacteria in the soil, it can solidify it and therefore create places for people to live and to green the environment so people don't have to move with the desertification of the Sahara.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, really cool. Awesome.
Pretty cool.
And they're all online and free and
exactly
gets you food for thought, which is really cool.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
We're geeking it out here.
Yeah. You are a wealth of knowledge.
Yeah.
Before that, we had Obijou with We Lovers from their album called Beacons that came out in 2009. Do you want to talk a little bit about them as well, Jazz?
Yeah, and they're one of my favorite bands out there, and they actually played a benefit concert for Médecins Sans Frontières and Doctors Without Borders at McMaster University, which is solid. And they've been playing benefits throughout university campuses around Canada. So,
cool.
Yeah.
And you said they're from Hamilton,
Toronto.
Or Toronto?
Toronto.
From Toronto.
Yeah.
Cool.
Again, Toronto.
A Canadian band.
Exactly.
For cool. Well, thanks for bringing bringing a couple songs for us to listen to. One I knew, a couple I hadn't heard. So that was cool.
Yeah, good. I have one more question before we move on to our next section around the Fair Trade Vancouver that you were talking about. Where can people find out which cafes around Vancouver actually have fair trade coffee and products so that they can support those cafes that you know, do something good?
Good question.
Yeah, so if you go to our website, fairtradevancouver.ca, you'll find a list that we have masterfully compiled that has lists of all the cafes and restaurants that serve fair trade coffee and other edible products. And and you can also check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and Meetup. It's just Fair Trade Vancouver. And excellent.
We better friend them on Twitter.
We better friend them.
You're the Twitter master. I haven't even been on Twitter. I don't even know. We do have a Twitter account.
I think that ball got dropped. next, we have a pretty interesting segment coming up. Fleur and I both recently watched a documentary, not together, it was a coincidence. We both saw it and started chatting about it, and it was called Flow. And it's very interesting, and it's inspired us to talk about the world water crisis and certain problems that are going on the earth with clean water and the control of water as well, and how people access it. So we've got you a 3-pack of songs that that kind of touch upon this topic or the artist is involved.
Exactly, and that's one of the things that we'd like to do with Are You Aware, have a little mini segments where we focus on one issue and trying to find music that is associated with that issue or the artists have been involved heavily with that kind of issue, just to sort of get you guys more aware, more inspired, and maybe actually help to do something about it. So when I watched Flow last night, I kind of started shouting at the TV. I have a chance to do that when I get angry. And there was some really, if you've never seen Flow, F-L-O-W, it's a really interesting documentary to have a look at. It's, unfortunately, my roommate actually walked out of the room because she got so angry. So yeah.
I felt the same way, though.
Be warned. Well, she's an environmental engineer, so she has a more in-depth knowledge than I do, I guess. But the main themes around the Flow documentary, there's, I guess, for me, it was about three to four themes. The yeah. first thing they talked about was the fact that the world is running out of water, essentially. Like, we literally don't have enough water to sustain us. And especially in some countries and states like Australia, it's a huge issue. In California, they only have 20 years left of water, fresh water. So
wow.
because of yeah. climate change and because of us, you know, destroying the environment and like felling forests and things like that to create agriculture.
And building dams.
Mm-hmm. And dams as well. The whole water cycle has now been interrupted, and there's many, they were talking about many of the major rivers like the Colorado and things like that don't even actually reach the sea anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So, and to me, I mean, we've talked, there's this thing in Australia and England talking about grey water. I don't know if you guys
yeah.
have heard about that. And there's a big push, I think, in London now that people actually flush their toilets with grey water. So grey water is water that's not fresh. It's gone through the sort of sanitation once. It's not like icky and full of horrendous stuff, but it actually is used to flush toilets and for your garden and things like that, because to me it's absurd that we flush our toilets with like healthy drinking water.
Drinkable water.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that was a huge theme around that the fact that there's a, you know, there's a water shortage in a lot of countries, and also unfortunately a lot of the rich countries have the ability to buy water.
Yeah, the privatization of water was, I think, the second main topic,
yes.
which was unbelievable. The major water companies in the world, they have devil horns now. To me, I believe I couldn't believe what I learned on the documentary about that. So.
Well, the two major players are called Suez and Vivendi, I think is
yeah.
the second one,
yeah.
and there are. They pretty much control a lot of the water distribution, be it through bottled water or just through, you know, getting pipes and infrastructure out to different areas, and especially for developing nations, it's nigh on impossible. The interesting facts for me about the whole documentary last night is that water is a $400 billion industry, and they're saying within 10 years it's going to be 2 to 3 times the global economy.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people
buy stocks
yeah, exactly, off the backs of poor African people. That
I found it interesting how they put the disguise on it that they're bringing water to those that you know need it or can't get clean water.
Mm-hmm.
and they make it look like they're doing this glorious, wonderful thing, but in fact they're charging for this service, and it's usually you know, poor people in third world countries that can't afford it, and so they still go to the river, so to speak.
And they also divert streams where, you know, mm-hmm. before these really freshwater streams are helping to support a village, and then they divert them and then say, okay, we need to build the infrastructure for you, so this is what you need. You can pay your measly, like your existence of a dollar or whatever, which is supposed to feed your family for 2 weeks, yeah. and you can...
Yeah.
You can pay that towards water. I mean, that they used a great example of in 1997, the World Bank told Bolivia to privatize the water, and that's being encouraged by a lot of by the World Bank for a lot of developing nations right now, which is just horrendous, because it's not the thing about privatizing water; it's about localizing it.
Yeah.
And they are, you know, I mean, there was evidence in India of people trying to build up their own local dams, which is, you know, quite sustainable compared to like the Three River Dam in China that what did they do? They displaced 1.3 billion people.
Mm, that was a wild statistic. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, well, I remember when that happened and like how full on it was that, you know, just huge areas were getting obliterated. So it's just, it's a really great food for thought. We'll probably talk more about it.
We'll talk more about this for sure. We should probably get to our first song.
Yeah.
Which definitely touches upon the theme that Flo touched upon. And it's by a Canadian band called Bedouin Sound Clash, who most of you have probably heard of. And this is National Water from their album called Root Fire. So enjoy.
Experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girls.
move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no. I pressed the wrong button again.
Sample. So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
Come on!
OC, we running this rap shit. Memphis Bleak, we running this rap shit. B-Mac, we running this rap shit. Freeway, we running this rap shit. Owen Sparks, we running this rap shit. Chris and Neek, we running this rap shit. The takeover, the break's over, nigga. Guard MC, me, J-Hover. Hey, little soldier, you ain't ready for war. ROC too strong for y'all. It's like bringing a knife to a gunfight, pin to a test, your chest in a line of fire with your thin ass vest. You bringing them boys to men, them boys pull win. This is grown man B.I. Get you rolled in the triage, biatch. Your reach ain't long enough, dunny. Your peeps ain't strong enough, fucker. Rockefeller is the army, better yet the navy. Niggas will kidnap your baby, spit at your lady. We bring knife to fist fight, kill your drama. We kill you motherfucking ants with a sledgehammer. Don't let me do it to you, dunny, cause I overdo it. So you won't confuse it with just rap music. R.O.C., we running this rap shit. M.E.Z., we running this rap shit. The Broad Street Bully, we running this rap shit. Get zipped up in plastic when it happens, that's it. Freeway, we running this rap shit. Owen Sparks, we running this rap shit. Chris and Neek, we running this rap shit. I don't care if you mob deep, I hold triggers to cruise. You little fuck, I got money stacks bigger than you. When I was pushing weight, back in 88, you was a ballerina. I got the pictures, I seen you. Then you dropped shook one, switch your demeanor. Well, we don't believe you, you need more people. Rockefeller, students of the game, we passed the class, cause nobody can read you dudes like we do. Don't let them gas you like Jigger his ass and won't clap you. Trust me on this one, I'll detach you. Mind from spirit, body from soul. They have to hold a mask, put your body in a hole. No, you're not on my level, get your breaks tweaked. I sold what your whole album sold in my first week. You guys don't want it with hope. Ask Nas, he don't want it with hope. No! R.O.C., we running this rap shit. B. Single, we running this rap shit. M.E.Z., we running this rap shit. Get zipped up in plastic when it happens, that's it. Oh, it's Sparks, we running this rap shit. Freeway, we running this rap shit. Chris and Neek, we running this rap shit. I know you listen, Nasda. But along with celebrity comes about 70 shots to your frame, nigga. You are. Use the fag model for Carcanine Esco ass. Went from nasty Nas to Esco's trash. Had a spark when you started, but now you're just garbage. Fell from top 10 to not mention at all. To your bodyguards, Uzi Wally's verse better than yours. Matter of fact, you had the worst flow on the whole fucking song. But I know the sun don't shine, the sun don't shine. That's why your careers come to an end. It's only so long fake thugs can pretend. Nigga, you ain't live it, you witnessed it from your folks pad. You scribbled in your notepad and created your life. I showed you your first tech on tour at Large Professor. Then I heard your album about your tech on the dresser. So yeah, I sampled your voice, you was using it wrong. You made it a hot line, I made it a hot song. And you ain't get a coin, nigga, you was getting fucked in. I know who I paid, God, Searchlight Publishing. Use your... You said you've been in this 10, I've been in it 5. Smart enough, Nas. 4 albums in 10 years, nigga. I could divide, that's one every, let's say 2. 2 of them shits was due. 1 was Nas, the other was Illmatic. That's a one hot album, every 10 year average, and that's so. Nigga, switch up your flow, your shit is garbage. But you trying to kick knowledge? Your niggas gonna learn to respect the king. Don't be the next contestant on that Summer Jam screen. Because you know who, yeah, you know what, when you know who. Just keep that between me and you, nigga. R.O.C., we running this rap shit. M.E.Z., we running this rap shit. The Broad Street Bully, we running this rap shit. Get zipped up in plastic when it happens, that's it. Freeway, we running this rap shit. Owen Sparks, we running this rap shit. Chris and Neek, we running this rap shit.
Watch out, we running this rap shit.
A wise man told me don't argue with fools, cause people from a distance can't tell who is who. So stop with that childish shit, nigga, I'm grown. Please leave it alone, don't throw rocks at the throne. Do not bark up that tree will fall on you. I don't know why your advisors ain't forewarned you. Please, not Jay, he's not for play. I don't slack a minute. All that thug rapping and gimmicks, I will end it. All that yapping be finished. You are not deep, you made your bed, now sleep. Don't make me expose you to them folks that don't know you. Nigga, I know you well, all the stolen jewels. Twinkle toes, you breaking my heart. Can't fuck with me, go play somewhere, I'm busy. And all you other cats throwing shots at Jigga, you only get half a bar. Fuck y'all niggas.
Maybe we will do a little bit of a language apology on that one. Sorry about that, but we're playing Jay-Z for a reason. I know it seems a little out of place on our show, but that was Jay-Z with The Takeover from The Blueprint, and he's actually really involved in various causes associated with water. He actually did a concert in 2006 in New York that raised raised $250,000 for Play Pumps International, a charity that donates play pump water systems to rural African communities. So,
and they showed that on Flo.
Yeah, they did. They did show that on Flo. And basically, it's pretty cool. Children can, yeah, there's some sort of background.
Yeah, there's some construction going downstairs.
Yeah, I think there's construction below us. It's kind of rocking the studio. Basically, children can play on this.
It's like a roundabout.
Yeah, like a Ferris, not a Ferris wheel, but a roundabout. And it actually pumps water out of the ground and up into a...
like a freestanding, like, probably...
Water tower kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's pretty cool. And he actually did Diary of Jay-Z, Water for Life, which was a collaboration with MTV and the UN. And you can actually view that at www.un.org or www.mtv.com. So check that out. Jay-Z's giving back. So yeah, definitely check that out. And I know you wanted to talk a little bit about bottled water. They touched upon that, and it's a hot topic these days.
It is. Well, I mean, it's bottled water has sort of a lot of animosity around it, because not only is it creating landfill.
Do you drink bottled water, Jess?
No, not at all. Oh. Tap all the way.
No, I feel bad. I do.
The horror, Christian. The horror. Well, and it's funny because not only, so you're first of all creating landfill with all the bottles of water that you're buying, and they've done a analysis of the water, and you know, half the time it's tap water from around the corner, or it's got more.
They found arsenic. In it, which is really strange.
It's scary. And I mean, right now there's $100. $100 billion spent on bottled water worldwide, and the UN estimates that we only need $30 billion to provide clean water for all. And it is one of the Millennium Development Goals of the G8 that they would cut the amount of people that didn't have access to clean water in half by 2015. So they now have 5 years to do that.
Wow!
With the rest of their Millennium Development Goals that they're talking about.
Wow.
And I really thought if you guys are interested in this, now that we've been talking about this documentary and about water in general, there's one thing that you can do, which I think is really important. On the Flo website, which is www.flowthefilm.com, so that's Flo like F-L-O-W, you go onto that website and there's a link, not a link, but a page that you can go onto which says Take Action. And it's around this, they're trying to instate in the United Nations, in the League of Human Rights, the Human Rights Charter, to introduce a new article, number 31, which, Christian, because you've got the computer, we're actually going to get Christian to sign the petition.
Yeah, I'm actually going to sign the petition live on the air here. And article 31, this is how it reads. Everyone has the right to clean and accessible water, adequate for the health and well-being of the individual and family. And no one shall be deprived of such access or quality of water due to individual economic circumstance. And I think that last little bit is the most important part of it, is due to individual economic circumstance. Water should be available to anyone, no matter, how rich or how poor they are. So I'm going to sign this petition right on the air now.
Yay! We're putting our money where our mouths are. Yeah. I actually did it earlier on today. So I said to Christian, he's behind the board right now, so he has the computer access to the computer. So if you're hearing the typing, that's legitimately what he's doing. It's funny, one point that they talked about in this Flow documentary last night is, you know, there's a huge push by the World Bank and the IMF to privatize as much water as possible. And it's an irony around the fact that how can you put money, or how can you make someone, charge someone for that around the fact that it's a transient substance. I mean, you don't charge people for air, you don't charge people for sun. We all need it. We're all 70% water anyway. Mm-hmm. So why are the corporate companies like Suez, Vivendi, the World Bank and IMF deciding the fate of the world's water, and who elected them? And that's one of the points that they made last night, which for me rang really true, the fact that, you know, these people in power, they only really talk to their stakeholders, and, you know, the World Bank has their own stakeholders. And sounds like there's...
Sorry for that background.
Sorry for the background noise.
If you can hear it out there, someone is jackhammering below us. So
yeah, exactly. We apologize.
They're rocking the booth.
So the last thing I'd say, there was a great quote by this Indian activist at the end of the movie that said, the 21st century will be about the common people. And that's us. We actually do have the power to make a difference. And, you know, a lot of people always say to me, oh, why do I sign a petition? It doesn't mean anything. But if you're that millionth or that 10 millionth person that actually signs that, it will make a huge difference, because that's when the governments will stand up and take notice of what the people want. So go to flowthefilm.com, take action, sign the petition. All you need is your name, your email address, and it's like a click, and you're contributing to free water for everybody.
Yeah, make it happen. And we got one more song that is in this water 3-pack, I'm going to call it, and it's by Mos Def with New World Water on CITR.
There's nothing more refreshing than having a clear, crisp, clean glass of water on a warm summer's day.
That cool, refreshing drink.
Try it with your friends.
New World Water makes the tide rise high. Come inland and make your house go by. Fools done upset the old man river. Made him carry slave ships and fed him dead niggas. Now his belly full and he about to flood something. So I'm throwing rope that ain't tied to nothing. Tell your crew use the H2 and Y's amounts. It's the new world water and every drop counts. You can laugh and take it as a joke if you wanna, but it don't rain a full week some summers. And it's about to get real wild in the half. You be buying every yard just to take a fucking bath. Heads is acting wild, sipping rum, puffing dank. Competing with the next man for higher playing rank. So now I ain't got time, try to be Big Hank. Fuck a bank. I need a 20-year water tank. Cause while these knuckleheads is out here sweating their guts, the sun is sitting in the treetops, burning the woods. And as the flame from the blaze get higher and higher, they say, don't drink the water, we need it for the fire. New York is drinking it. New World. And all of California is drinking it. New World. Way up north and down south is drinking it. New World. Used to have minerals and zinc in it. New World. Now they say it got lead and stink in it. New World. Fluorocarbons and monoxide. Push the water table lopside. Used to be free, now of course you will feed. Cause all tanks filling odors ain't roam across the sea. Man, you gotta cook with it, baby, clean with it.
That's right.
When it's hot summertime, you fiend for it.
No.
You gotta put it in the iron you steaming
with.
That's
right.
It's what they dress wounds and treat diseases
Shout
with.
It out.
The rich and poor, black and white got need for
That's
it.
Right.
And everybody in the world can agree with
Let
this.
Them know.
Consumption promotes health and easiness.
That's
Go
right.
too long without it on this earth and you leaving
Shout it. Out.
Americans wasting it on some leisure shit.
Say word.
Another nation be desperately seeking
Let
it.
Know.
Bacteria washing up on their beaches.
Say
and
word.
Don't drink the water. And they can't wash their feet with
Let
it. Young babies in perpetual need these days. Epidemics hopping up off the petri
Let
dish. Control centers try to play all secret
Say
in
word.
To avoid public panic and freakiness.
Let
there are
know.
Places where TB is common as TV. Cause foreign-based companies go and get greedy. The type of cats who pollute the whole shoreline. Have it purified and sell it for $1.25. Now the world is drinking it.
New
Your mom's
water.
Wife and baby girl is drinking
world.
It.
New world.
Up north and down south is drinking
world.
It.
New world.
You just
water.
Have to go to your sink for
world.
It.
New
the
world.
Cash register. This is going to chink for
Burn.
It.
New world.
Fluorocarbons and monoxide. Got the fish looking cockeyed. Used to be free, now of course you a feed. Cause it's all about getting that cash.
Money,
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 it's all about getting
your cash.
Money, it's all about getting your cash.
Money,
it's all about getting that cat money. Then 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 it's all about getting that cat money. Johnny cat money. Rose and cat money. Give me cat money. Coke cat money. Johnny cat money. Rose and cat money. Give me cat money. Cat money. Casual everything around me. Move.
Make me wanna holler thinks we're all the mother. Who are they to judge us?
Mother, mother,
simply cause we wear our hair long.
Mother, mother.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Didn't see you.
quite some time. Can you tell me who I'll be? Do you know what this all means to me?
That was Dinosaur Jr. With an awesome song that I actually just recently discovered called See You from their newest album called Farm. And they've been involved in a pretty cool benefit tour where at the end of the tour, they actually custom designed a Dinosaur Jr. Toyota Yaris and donated it to MA Center, which is a nonprofit sister organization to MA Math, which is a UN-recognized NGO founded by AMA, a world-renowned spiritual leader and humanitarian.
And it focuses on, like, Indians, sort of getting a lot of Indian people out of poverty.
Very true.
That's what I saw. And then, obviously, before we had one of the greats of the soul movement from the 70s and 60s, Marvin Gaye, who in 2008, the American music magazine Rolling Stone, which we all know, ranked Gaye as number 6 on its list of the greatest singers of all time and ranked number 18 on 100 great artists of all time. Marvin Gaye in 1976 was honoured by the United Nations for his charitable work, and the song that we heard was Inner City Blues by What's Going On, a pivotal album from the 70s that focused on a lot of social justice and talking about the environment and things like that. And when I was doing my research about Marvin Gaye, I thought it was quite interesting that his mentor, Berry Gordy, refused to put out that album. He said it was the worst single he'd ever heard. So I'm glad that that's changed and we've got Marvin Gaye back on with What's Going On. The last thing I'll say about Marvin Gaye, which I thought was really interesting, an All Music writer said his music not only redefined soul music as a creative force, but also expanded its impact as an agent for social change, and that's why we love Marvin Gaye.
Cool. Very cool statement. That's the show for tonight. We've got our last track coming up. We want to thank Giselle for coming into the studio. Thank you very much for being here, Giselle. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
And some... Oh, sorry, girl.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget to check out fairtradevancouver.ca.
Thanks for bringing us that info.
And the killer tracks as well.
Yeah, and if you have anything to say to us or if you want to make us aware, you can email us at areyouawareradio@gmail.com. And our last song for the night is Freak Power with Giving Up Government Drugs. See you next week.
Don't wanna, don't need
forget. I'ma live a nice, I ain't no friend. Keeping this down.
Don't want him, don't need him.
You pack the tax, bring the whole thing down just by giving up a government drug. Sick of people says,
giving up
on my job. Soaps and got me so obsessed,
giving up
on my job. Bad news always makes me get depressed,
giving up
on
my
job. Keeping it down.
Don't wanna, don't need
them. Standing in line to scratch my car,
giving up on my job.
Shiny meals and brand new yard,
giving up on my job.
Chances is cheap and cash is high.
Giving up on my job.
Oh, yeah, down.
Don't want him, don't need him.
Gotta get back the tax, get the whole thing down just by giving up on government drugs. Much, you gotta give up singing. And if the world and its oysters on the phone, hang it up and stop the ringing. I got me a nickel, and you got you a dime. Let's put them both together and buy ourselves some fine Spanish wine. Well, you don't hardly ever, never, hardly ever, ever, never, hardly ever beat the kids, but you can't be a saint. You don't wanna have a drink, but the bottle keeps on winking. You got a head full of shit, but you ain't no shithead. Just turn on the box and give up thinking. Oh, give up thinking. Get back the tax, bring the whole mother down just by giving up government drugs.
Making delirious. Any static, take it up with Bleak.
Bleak, two E's, one K.
Right now, I'd like to bring to the stage a fine musician, as well a very dear friend. Please give a warm welcome to Mr. Bleak.
You are listening to Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is Bleak in with you this evening on Canada's favorite radio show. Exquisite Corpse, thanks for dropping by tonight. What's new with you? What's new with what's been going on in your life? My life? I don't know. I'm full of anxiety, getting better. Things are improving. It's all right. It's going to be okay. Considering doing a podcast about personal things with old friends and common people. We'll see where that goes, so stay tuned for that. Tonight, our feature presentation is the new Tickly Feather album called Hors d'oeuvres. And Tickly Feather is Annie Sachs. She grew up in rural Virginia, but has been living in Philadelphia for maybe 7 years now, as you know, from when this thing was written, this bio thing that I have. She's been using